Hey. Welcome back to another episode of Insanity Room. I'm your host, T. Insane. And today's episode is Merry Christmas, Spreading Cheer. I'm going to do something different. We're going to talk about the corona vaccine, the coronavirus vaccine. It's been a long time coming. Now, earlier in a couple of my podcasts when the coronavirus first came out, I told y'all we was going to find a cure to this. Like everything else, we did. Now it's being reported that there are some mutations to the coronavirus that's making it more contagious. Now, the problem we're having with the coronavirus vaccine is amongst African Americans, Latinos, and people of color, we're skeptical about taking this shot, getting anything from our government because of all the misleading things that we had out there. Now, with that being said, it's all right to be skeptical. I'm not going to lie to you. It's all right to be skeptical because we really don't know what's happening. All we know is what they're telling us. And this has been going on for years and years and years and years. And amongst that, we're still fighting for rights as black people. Rights that we should already have. So we're going to be skeptical about things. But now, on the other hand, we're losing so many lives. We're losing life after life after life. You know, coronavirus is not no joke. This is something serious that we must take into serious matter. Now, me being African American, you know, I have my skepticism too, but I am going to take this vaccine. The reason why I'm going to take the vaccine, just like everything else, we had skepticism around it. You know what I'm saying? Now, my kids got vaccinated as kids and to stop a whole bunch of diseases that we had before that was pandemics. And it came out with cure behind it, you know, like polio and yellow fever, ginger. All these mumps and, you know, we have the flu vaccine that people have to take every year. So, you know, we done went through this already. And science has proven that when you have a vaccine, you cut down the risk of dying. So, okay, over my skepticism, being black word, being optimistic, put it like that, I'm going to take the shot so I can at least give my family a chance not to get the coronavirus from me or me get it from anyone else. Now, if the government have things planned or trying to do things that's against my will, I will find out later on, okay? But I have a duty in America to make sure my family's safe. And I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure my family's safe. Now, I'm not telling nobody to go out there and take the shot and do something that you don't believe in. But you have to look at history. You have to look at what history has showed us over the years. That certain things that we go through, certain things that we do, they're not what we call worthy of our praises. You know what I'm saying? Because the government has messed over black people. Bottom line, messed over people of color, put it like that. You know, that's what made me form Our Versus Ends Racism, the Over Foundation. You know, and anybody that know me know of my Over Foundation. It's a nonprofit organization that ensures the equality of all human rights, not just black, not just white, not just Latino, but all humans have the same right amongst each other. You know, just because you're in a different skin category doesn't make you're not a human being. So we all should have the same human rights. And it's going to take more than one race to bring that together. So through a series of workshops that I'll do around my community, I'm going to bring together resources for people like, you know, Unplanned Parenthoods. You know, you can get the resources you need. And we have debates about that in the news also. So everything that we do, I mean, education for kids that dropped out and having a hard time in school, I'm going to bring you the resources you need to get the help you need. So my job is to bridge the gap between the communities. Okay, so with that being said, we need the world to see that right now is a crisis we're in, that we're going to need the whole world to come together and come up with a solution. You know, and the solution is being, even though you're skeptical, you have to make that step and say, hey, I'm going to get this shot to make sure I don't get sick. And if enough people get the shot, that means, you know, a lot won't be going on. That means a lot of people won't be getting sick. So those who don't get the shot, they'll be on you. You know what I'm saying? I can't make you get no shot. And I'm not going to make you get no shot. You have the right to be skeptical. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you also have an obligation to your family, to the people around you, to your friends, to make sure that you're safe when you go around them. So we're going to pause for a minute, get into some commercial breaks, let some of my sponsors pay the bill, and I'll be right back with the second half of the show.
Me now, standing in this hood of mine for a long while now, and going to the door, they'll shoot me dead. It's a bunch of them, look at the history and dread. My life, my soul, why they killing me? Thought my ancestors been through the killing of history. I mean, all I wanna do is live, but it seems so hard, cause I'm a black man here, I can't breathe. I know somebody out there know and feel me. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe.
This video was taken at a mall outside Atlanta. The guy being arrested is a
I can't breathe.
Have you ever sit and said fuck them all? I have niggas, I cry tears, stared at the walls. Like a mystery, feel my pain, going insane for the fame. So what you saying, nigga, I was deep in the game. In the midst of a chamber, you know my life in danger. Blacks to blame, but I gotta maintain. Fight through the pressure, fuck the aggressor, while I deal with the pressure. Cricket cops come with Glocks, bleeding the blocks, they gon' bless you. You hear the faulty lips from a fiend as he get high. Hear my mama crying every day. Why? I can't breathe. My mama crying. Good God, can my mama hear me? Mama, I can't breathe.
Baby mama drama, she coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think your stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. She coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Bitch think she bad, she had a nigga kiss. Tell me really who you think your stanky ass is. I ain't got time for the baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker acting like she running. Why you wanna play with a nigga like me? Knowing damn well, girl, this ain't gon' be. You be tryna push it, but girl, I know it's heavy. You be on that bullshit, girl, I call it petty. Knowing damn well, a nigga causing hell. So why you wanna fuck with a nigga like me? Girl, don't fuck with a nigga with his babies. Cause that type of shit'll make a nigga crazy. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. bitch think she bad. She had a nigga kid. Tell me really who you think this stanky ass is. I ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. Bitch think she bad. She had a nigga kid. Really tell me who you think this stanky ass is.
I ain't got no baby mama. But I still don't want the drama. That's why I use a condom. These bitches don't play no games. That ain't my baby, don't give it my last name. Tryna make a quick dollar, but only gon' get some change. Bitches, you crazy, you know that ain't my baby. You tryna set me up, you know I'm coming up. Bitch, don't try your luck, cause you gon' get fucked over. Ain't no try support this dick. Look at her, now she sick.
She was all on the dick, now she head sick. She thought she had a lick, but got stuffed with some dick. She mad cause she see her belly swole. She called me all kind of names. I'm steady fucking hoe. She played them peep on me, got me all on my toes. This baby mama drama is just some lava lava. Make you wanna hit her with a two-piece. But no baby mama mama, cause I don't need the drama drama.
Ain't got time for baby mama drama. Coming through this motherfucker, acting like she running. This thing she bad.
Back to the second half of the show. And like I was saying earlier, you know, we owe it to each other to make sure we're safe. We owe it to our family to make sure we're safe. You know, the coronavirus is a serious thing for us right now. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, we have police brutality. We have rights being violated over and over. Things constantly getting caught on camera. You know, I just recently looked at something that happened almost 2 years ago in Chicago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot, you know what I'm saying? She, and this was pains me about it. You are a person of color. You're in a position to where you don't have to have certain things swept under the rug, but you can take charge and say, hey, we're going to bring this to the forefront and be the right type of person to be in that position. But when you're part of the problem, covering up things and, you know, not wanting the world to see what's real, you didn't even reach out to the person that it happened to. You know, you tried to sweep it under the rug, and that lies the problem. You know what I'm saying? That's why the Oval organization exists, because even in our own race, and I say race, but in our own skin category, we have those who are just looking out for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and it's kind of hard not to look out for yourself, but when you put in a position to where you're able to make sure that everybody have equal rights, I think you should take it upon yourself to use your position to make sure that everybody's treated equally, not become part of the problem. And part of the problem is you're hiding things. The things you're hiding are the things that's hurting us as color people. You know what I'm saying? You know, you're not disclosing the fact that these people hurt this woman. You're not disclosing the fact that this woman stood in her house naked because the police broke down the wrong house, because y'all are not doing y'all due diligence on certain things. You're rushing. You're not taking your time. And you're in charge of a job that's in charge of people's lives and well-being, and you're under the microscope as it is. And it seems like it's defiant behavior on certain individuals. Now, I'm not saying that all police are bad, because that's not the case. You have a bunch of good, decent people out here that are willing to protect and serve, that are willing to go against their fellow officer when they see something wrong, when they see your rights are being violated. You're here to protect our rights. But when our city officials are not doing the job that they are hired to do for us, you know what I'm saying? That makes it even worse. You know, you have a lot of black people that's in charge, that can help you, that can make strides and changes. You know what I'm saying? The thing is, we have to be willing to do those things. I'm willing to die for my family rights. I'm willing to die for that little kid out there to have a chance. Why? Because my life means nothing if I'm being selfish and only living for me. We're here to procreate. And if you procreate and you create a life, isn't it your duty to make sure that life has the best life that it can have? Whether it's the life that you created or life that someone else created. Because you got to look at it. We're all in this world together, so we need to make this world a better place. But if our leaders are not leading us in the right direction, what are we to do as a category of people where we have nobody to fight for us? Now, civil rights leaders, they fought. They got a lot of things over change. A lot of them did it by no violence. Some of them took the violent road. Certain things have to happen for us to get your attention. Sometimes when we talk to you all, y'all don't listen. So it takes action. And the action make things happen. And y'all look at it in a different way. But we do things to get y'all attention, because the voices is not being heard. You know, it's a whole race, a skin category, I should say, a whole skin category that's being ignored. And we have leaders out here now that can bring us to the forefront so our voices can be heard. So this is what I want us to do. I want us to come together as a category of people, human beings, seeing the light that we need to see to be as one, Okay, it's cool to be the most powerful nation in the world, but if the most powerful nation in the world is imploding on itself, how do we look to the rest of the world? Will you be respected? Nah, because your world is exploding on itself. We have a president, for the first time in history, is acting like a baby. You know, when, I'm not doing this. Y'all cheating and this and that. You getting mad at people because they're not agreeing with you. And he want to run for a second term. These are the things that we're faced with in America. You know, and they're going to have a lot of people that's going to say, yeah, let Donald Trump run again. And this is going to happen again. He's going to be the same person. He's not going to change. He's an old man. He has no reason to change. You know, so I'm begging my people, you know, the ones that want to protect their family, just like we needed to vote to get him out, we need to take this shot. We need to get this vaccine to make sure that our loved ones are safe. We need to make sure that we ensure that America is a safe place for our people, you know what I'm saying? If we don't want the world to shut down, we have to do what it takes to keep it open. So until next time, I'll see you on another episode of Insanity. This has been your host, T. Insanity. As I always say, have an insanity day. You know what I'm saying? May God bless you, shine on you, and remember, get the vaccine, man. Don't be no pussy.
Yeah, I was going through a letter today, and it's crazy. Because really, I wish I could find this girl. You know what I'm saying?
Chris. Tell me how you seen her.
I need to know and find that girl.
Tell me how you seen her.
I've been searching around and still can't find.
Tell me how you seen her.
I'm still searching and hopefully I find that girl.
Tell me how you seen her.
Have you ever seen that girl?
This is
I was at your show last night. You singing amazes me. I mean, I understand why you're the king of R&B. And I love to spend some time. If you don't mind, get back with me on chat line. And I like it like that, baby. And I need it like that, lady. I'm in love, I'm in love, I'm in love again. Can you just keep singing on me?
Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen that girl out there somewhere?
Tell me, have you seen her?
I need to know right now.
Tell me, have you seen her?
Have you seen her? Have you seen her?
Tell me, have you seen her?
I need to find that girl.
Seen her in my show. She loving the way I sing.
Seen her in the mall.
She's my everything.
Seen her with her homegirl just hanging out.
And when I seen her in the church house,
she bet I need to know where she at. I need someone to help me now.
Have you seen that girl of mine?
Drama coming from all these angles. Can't fix it, still wishing for my guardian angel. Cause my soul's lost, my heart missing, my head gone. Stab me in my back, I treated them right, now I'm dead wrong. Damn, with that I truly deserve this. Motherfuckers just wanna see me hurt on purpose. Yeah, I signed my name in cursive on that contract to see, yeah, when the murder this murk shit. Do unto others as you want others to do to you. Found out that shit wasn't true, it's cool. Feeling mutual, everybody ain't with you for the long call. You gon' lose a few, so keep your house clean, grass cut, watch how you're moving through. I thought stay new. I'm forever criminal, looking up to the sky, wishing I could see my niggas. Oh, when my nigga died, I died too. Since I've been living no more, you was my right hand, stayed 100 and kept it thorough. Damn, my head's falling, gotta keep it level. Steady fighting my mental every day, running from these devils. Saw a shooting star, made a wish. I just wish it come through. This shit's a myth, but wishes is blowing out birthday candles. Many nights laying down, thinking about my little ones, wishing I could make it out of this bitch with all my real ones. Cause I swear I never return. Feeling like I should gotta let it burn. Too much money out till it be earned. Make it out together to die in it. When will we learn? Niggas get under my skin bare like a rash, fucking ringworms. Still wish a nigga had a father. Wish my mom wasn't sick. Wish I could give her anything she wanna. Wish I can get along with my baby's mama. Wish that she don't stay mad. Wish we can put the past behind us. Wishing I could fix my family problems. Wishing I could come up on a plan to get us out this fucking bottom. Wish my kids know how I feel about them. Every day I'm missing them. Wishing that I don't have to live without them. They're the main reason I keep on climbing. Flesh in my flesh, yes, we forever bonded. I need a genie, but can't seem to find it. Riding solo so nobody else can see me crying. On this dark road, I need some guidance. And I don't wanna give up hope, so I keep on trying.